Obviously, Gonzalez is not the only one contending with ad blocker. We did a simple YouTube search and found many voices to add to that chorus.
There's something you can download called an ad blocker. Ad blocker is a free service that blocks ads. Ad blocker is destroying the internet. YouTubers, bloggers, website owners all make money from advertisement views. And because of that, the majority of us don't need to make you pay for our product. Which is awesome, I think at least.
How do I get paid for my content? Or how do other web publishers get paid for their content? They get paid for their content based on the ads that run alongside it. So, if you block the ads and you consume the content, you are acquiring that content without the publisher being paid. So, you're pirating that content.
Basically, what you're doing by using ad blocker is you're walking into a shop, taking the goods, and you're walking out without paying.
So if you're one of the millions of users now strangling the internet by blocking ads, chances are you're using AdBlock Plus. The company claims it's got 47 million unique users a week, which would make it the world's most popular browser plugin. After its release in 2006, AdBlock Plus acquired hero status as a community-based, open-source effort to save internet users from a deluge of intrusive, obnoxious, tenacious ads. But in 2011, AdBlock Plus became less of a shield and more of a filter, allowing certain ads to pass through. Till Fida is AdBlock Plus's managing director. He says whitelisted ads must meet certain criteria.
Ads shouldn't be animated. They have to be clearly marked as advertising, and they have to be separated from the content. Every ad out there will be blocked, except the ones that have been certified as being acceptable by the community. Those are the default settings. But the user is, of course, free to block every ad out there or create exceptions for websites they want to support or individual ads they would like to accept.
So you, an independent, unelected body, are basically setting standards for the ads on the net.
We didn't just make up those rules. We did this in cooperation with our users, with our core community of contributors, but also websites and networks. And the rules we have right now are a starting point, but that doesn't mean that they will not change.
Molly McHugh wrote on the Digital Trends website that you actively pursue companies to offer them this whitelist status in exchange for either a flat fee or a percentage of the revenue from the ads that you agree not to block.
In the past, we have reached out to companies and introduced them to our initiative. Some people want to partner with us, some don't, and that's fine. It's not like we have a sales force that is pushing companies to become our client. That is not how it works.
The Digital Trends piece raises this question. Are you guys functioning essentially as a bunch of media mafiosos charging protection money so that these deep-pocketed advertisers can pass through your filter?
It is a controversial subject, but I think it's important to understand that companies pay us because they want us to succeed in our mission to facilitate a reasonable middle ground between users that are annoyed by ads and websites that need to monetize with advertisements. To achieve our goals, we have to run a sustainable business, so that's why we need the support. But at the same time, we're still a very transparent, community-driven project.
But don't you sense some irony behind your position, maybe even a little hypocrisy? So many people on the internet are now justifiably howling that your handy little device is killing them. How do you suggest that those sites pay for themselves when your business also needs money? What about the little guy?
Well, for the little guy, it's very easy to join the initiative. A website that only uses ads that comply with our criteria can get whitelisted. It's not a service we only offer to ad networks. As a small blog or a small publisher, it's very easy to get unblocked by the community.
What would the best outcome for the internet and for content be in your view? That AdBlock Plus manages to convince your community that it's better to have polite ads than no ads at all?
users should be in control over what they think is acceptable and what isn't. And if we can make our product in a way that even non-technical users are able to make their own informed decisions what kind of ads they are willing to accept, then there will be an incentive for advertisers to focus on a better user experience instead of focusing just on creating attention. Yeah, I think it's important that everyone understands that ads are essentially what keeps the internet free. And when we've conducted a survey amongst our user base, we found that almost 80% of our users said they would be willing to accept ads because they see the value it brings to them. They're just fed up with the way ads are currently presented on the internet. And if this was to change, then people would widely accept them.
Till, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Till Fida is Managing Director of AdBlock Plus.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.